here, but I want to ask Brother Kenneth to come and take the first part of the service this morning. Pray for him. He needs your prayers. And then after he's finished, I need your prayers. That's just the way it is, isn't it? Every time. Every time. So please pray for Brother Kenneth.
Morning. I appreciate the prayers, and I do ask you to continue to pray. I'm getting started late a little bit, so everybody just forget the time. If you have your Bibles with me, I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John 2:15. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world. Listen to John 3:16 says that, for God so loved the world. And now he's telling us to love not the world. Yes. It's not the same world. You know, some people in this world will try to tear it down. They'll try to throw stumbling blocks. They'll try to get you off your game. They'll try to turn this into saying there's so many contradictions in the Bible. Brethren, if we understand that this is the true, inerrant Word of God, there are no contradictions. It does not contradict itself. God will not contradict himself. So therefore, his word is right. It's accurate. But let's get back to that. For God so loved the world, and here we see love not the world. Well, I've heard before, one of the best ways to get some context clues and read and prove the Bible is, well, read some more Bible. Let the Bible prove the Bible. Amen. Let it prove itself. So we see, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So right there, we can already kind of glean that there he's talking about two different worlds. The love, God so loved the world. His world, his people, the ones that he set his love upon before the foundation of this world. Now, brethren, all the bad and the evil and the lustful things of this world, they're not of God. They know not God. So the love of the Father is not in them. This is the world he's telling us not to love. If we go back to James chapter 4, verse 4, he says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now that's pretty strong language. An enemy of God. Do we want to be an enemy of God? No. Brethren, by the mercies of God, by the grace that's bestowed upon us, we have a home in heaven. We'll have a home in heaven. But there are times where we can kind of walk as an enemy here on this earth. We can walk away. We'll walk in darkness. But we don't want to. If you were blessed to be here last weekend, I tried to speak on walking as dear children. That's what we're supposed to be like. We're supposed to be as dear children. A child that's doing what the Father tells him to do. A child that's walking right and not bringing reproach to his Father's name. But brethren, sometimes we do. Sometimes we do. We slip. But knowing that, we sometimes slip. Sometimes we walk in darkness. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "My little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not." Well, there it is, right there. Sin not. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? It's not so easy. We have this sin nature we drag around all the time. And it could rear its head in just a moment. But brothers and sisters, let's keep reading. "My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." I don't know how many times that I can be feeling convicted of my sins, but think about that. Even if I do fall, even when I do falter, because it's going to happen, there's an advocate with the Father. My Savior is there making intercession for me. That's to love, for God so loved the world. And finish that verse, "For God so loved the world that He gave." He's the one who gave Jesus Christ to come to this world and give His life for us. But rose again and now is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Because God knows. I love that song, "Jesus Knows." How much does He know? He knows all. He knows all my faults. He knows all my failures, all my shortcomings. But His love was set upon us before I even had my being. That's the love that the God had for us. That's the world that He loves, the world that is in Him. But what we read in verse 15, "Love not the world." That's that world that we need to be separate from. That's the world that we need to be apart from. You know, in the Old Testament, they would talk about Egypt. And Egypt is so often just used as the world, basically. You know, the worldly side. And if anytime you hear anybody saying something about going to Egypt, it was going down to Egypt. Going down to Egypt, brought out of Egypt. Brothers and sisters, we need to be walking away from the world. We need to be walking apart. Yes, I know we have to walk here. We have to live here. This is our home for the time being. But we need to be thinking, our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. I'm just a pilgrim walking through a strange land. And as closer we walk to God, walking as dear children, brothers and sisters, we'll be walking better with Him, walking in His light. All right, I'm going to hurry up. Verse 2, and 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. "And He is the propitiation for our sins." That the word propitiation. You know, He made atonement for us, didn't He? He made atonement for us. He made it better. He made it right.
That's right.
And use layman's terms. I know, there's a word I'm not getting, but you know. But He made it right. Made it right with us.
Satisfied.
He satisfied it. So there's peace between us and God. Because we have an advocate with the Father. He says, "The propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." There's the world again. But we know it's a world that's in Him. His world. The world that He set His love upon before the foundation of the world. And hereby we do that we know Him if we keep His commandments. Again, as we walk as dear children, as we walk in this world, if we keep His commandments, if we try our best, I know we're going to falter. We're going to stumble.
Yeah.
There's things that's going to pop up in our way. But we need to be trying.
Right.
We have the wonderful example, the best example here in Scripture of a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, how He lived and how He walked here on earth. I'm afraid I'll never reach that level of perfection here on earth. Not here. Not till my change come. But that's my mark. That's what I need to be striving for. That perfection. Verse 4. "He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar." and the truth is not in him. Again, we're talking about walking as in that worldly sense, walking towards the world, basically like going down to Egypt, trying to live in the world, loving the world too much. But if we say we know him, but we don't do what he says, we don't keep his commandments. He says we're a liar. I don't know if there's anything I disdain more than a liar. I hate it when somebody lies to me. It burns me up. So why would we lie to God? He knows anyway. It's not like you're going to pull a fast one on him. I've learned that. I can't keep anything from him. My life is open as a book. So let's keep his commandments. You know, in Romans 12, verse 2, he says, "Be not conformed to this world.
Right. Amen.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Another way we can be helpful of walking in the light and not walking in the world is by keeping our nose in this book. Keeping our mind fresh on this word. Feasting on our daily bread each and every day. It's one of the best ways we have here on earth to stay in the light. Let's skip on down to verse 12. "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake." Let's not forget that. Let's not pass over that. My sins aren't forgiven because I'm so good. It's nothing that I did, nothing that I can obtain, but for his name's sake. "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father." Brothers and sisters, do you know him? Are we blessed to know him? We're blessed with his word. Let's know him better. Let's read his word. Let's walk in the light and stay away from the darkness. Hasn't he called us out of the light, out of the darkness, into his marvelous light?
Amen.
And if we're going to be walking here, we know we're going to stumble and falter. But brothers and sisters, if we're walking in the light, we can see those pitfalls better. We can see danger arise. We can see what's coming better. But if we're bumbling around in the darkness, it's no good. You're going to stub your toe. You're not going to have a toes left. But seriously, we need to be walking in his light. And then verse 14, it says, "I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you." If the word of God abideth in you, that's how we're strong. Because of his strength.
Right, there.
Not because of physical strength. Not saying because you're young, you're physically strong. If we're abiding in him, he said, "If the word of God abideth in you, that's how we're strong." That's how we are going to be able to face this world, by abiding in his word and his word abiding in us. God, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. So back to verse 15. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And verse 16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." There. If you were looking for something to kind of explain the difference of the world, right there, verse 16, it's there. Isn't that amazing how the Bible just backs up what it says? The Word of God is true and accurate. That's the way it is. So verse 15, love not the world, neither the things of the world. The things of this world are going to perish. The things of this world are going to fade away. One of these days it's going to melt with fervent heat. It's going to be gone. So why should we spend so much time and effort chasing after the things of this world? Why don't we do what our Lord and Savior told us to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he told us to lay up treasures in heaven. Lay up treasures in heaven. Those are the things that matters. Doing good on this earth. Reading his word. Keeping his commandments. Walking as dear children. And like in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world. Let's not conform. There's too much of this new age stuff that's conforming to the world. There's too many things that's looking like the world. Brothers and sisters, if it looks like the world, smells like the world, walks like the world, you're in the world. We need to be walking different. There needs to be a separation. We need to identify with Christ, not identify with the world. So love not the world. Let's identify with Christ. Let's keep his commandments and walk worthy of the vocation where we're called. But brothers and sisters, let's walk as dear children. So love not the world. Let's love God and love his world, the world that is in him. That world of his people, the ones we need to be praying for, the ones we need to be keeping on our mind, the ones we need to be trying to help out whenever we can, and especially those of the faith, the church of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We can love the church because it's set up from God. Lord Savior came, he set up the church. Why? Because we need it. It's needful. So love not the world. And let's not let the world get in the church. Again, there needs to be a separation. Be not conformed. You know, I hear that phrase, but I'm a nonconformist. Sometimes I think, well, you're a nonconformist, just like everybody else, huh? Let's be different. Let's be adamant. Let's be fervent in our service. And more diligent in our service so we can show that difference. So as verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Brothers and sisters, if we know him, if he's blessed us to have his Holy Spirit dwelling within us, brothers and sisters, we know him. So let's show forth that love of God and be not conformed to this world. So love not the world, but let's love God and keep his commandments. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.